So my husband got an email from one of the guys that had interviewed for a job for him. He's a finance guy. He's got one of those corporate office kind of things going on. So all his interviews are over Zoom. It's Ann on Raven. Nick Fradiani is guest co-hosting with me while Raven is away. He'll be back tomorrow. So Nick, he told me about the interview because it was a Zoom, and the whole time the guy's camera was like, it was weirdly off, and all he could see was up to his chin. It was like his chest and his chin. So he kept calling him the chin guy, right?
Okay.
And he was like, 90% of our meetings right now, like, because they do a lot of international stuff, it's all Zoom. Mm-hmm. He's like, and this guy can't figure out for an interview how to do it. And, you know, I'm staring at his chin. He's not going to get the job. I'm like, oh, you know, okay.
I have to agree. Like, if you can't figure that out, that's a problem.
Right. Now, I know that. You know that. Clearly this guy don't know that.
Right.
Do you know that he actually emailed? Now, this interview was like 6 months ago. He interviewed my husband last week and said, I was just wondering for feedback on why I didn't get the job. So he says to me, do I tell him he's the chin guy, or do I just like make up a different excuse? I go, I don't know. I think if it was me, I would want somebody to be like, hey, learn how to use Zoom, learn how to use your camera. Like, if you can't present yourself that way, like, this is what it is.
I probably would have just been like right away in the interview, like, hey, can you adjust your camera? I only see your chin.
Right.
Chin, you know? I don't know.
I mean, you're probably right. But knowing my husband, it was like a
But he was like,
test.
I'm going to see how long this guy
thing
for
goes.
Sure. That's,
yeah. Yeah.
I respect your husband a lot more, actually, now for just letting him stay like that.
Did you ever interview for a job that you really wanted and you didn't get it? I mean, you won American Idol. I feel like you pretty much just get to win things.
That was a big job interview.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once I auditioned for a musical. It was like one of those on, I won't say which one it is, but it was one of those like made like the TV ones. I think it was on Fox. They do different like musicals live on TV.
Yeah.
And so my agent got me an audition, and I went into the city, and I thought I was super prepared, and I did not get the job.
When you walked in there, could you read their faces? And what did you do that you knew, like, you walked out of there and you're like, I bombed this?
Oh, I did know right away. Like, when I left, I said, not a shot. But it's weird because I had never done anything like that, like any theater type stuff. So you're in, like, this waiting room with other people, and you know they're reading for the same role as you. And I actually recognized one of the people that went in before me. He was, like, a famous, he was in a pretty big 2000 era band. I don't know, the last, like, 15 years or so. So I was intimidated right away. And then he went in, and I could hear him auditioning. I'm in, like, the waiting room. And so that just freaks you out.
Right.
You know? And then I went in there. I had to sing a song first. Thought I did really well there. And then it came to do the, like, the acting.
Yeah.
Totally forgot my lines.
You forgot your lines.
Totally
again.
Forgot. And they're like, it's okay.
Yeah, sure it is.
I'll see my way out.
Right, exactly. I had an interview for Pepperidge Farm, the company. I have no problem saying who it is. I throw them right under the bus. No problem whatsoever. And it was for the communications director, and I was out of college. And I wanted it so badly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it. And I always wondered why I didn't get the job. And I never really knew. I mean, obviously, there was probably people that just weren't qualified, or like I had to submit writing samples and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I never asked why. And I always regret, like, why didn't I ask why? Like, I worked so hard on that. Like, I've never prepared so much for an interview in my life, you know?
That's tough.
Yeah. Do you actually know why you didn't get the job? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. My husband got an email from somebody that had interviewed for a job for him, and he didn't get the job. And the truth is that he didn't know how to use the camera on his Zoom, and the whole time during the interview, all my husband could see was his chin. So my husband was faced with a dilemma, like, do I tell him the truth? So he basically told him, well, your Zoom skills weren't up to par, and, you know, in 2021, that's a big deal since so many meetings are on Zoom. And I thought that was interesting because, do you know why you don't get the job? A lot of times you go on interviews, you don't get the job, and you never find out why. Nick Fradiani is my guest co-host while Raven's on vacation. Nick said he won American Idol, so clearly he's gotten some big jobs. But you went on a Broadway interview, like one of those TV Broadway shows, and you didn't get that, and you knew right away that you bombed it.
Yeah, I didn't might need to call them and say, so what was the reasoning towards me not getting that role? Yeah, I knew.
1-800-330-9999. Do you know why you didn't get the job? What happened?
So I went on this job interview, and the person who interviewed me ended up being my high school ex-boyfriend's father.
Ooh.
And he, you know, recognized me immediately. I could tell he recognized me. And I'm 100% positive I did not get this job because I broke up with his son 8 years ago.
Wow.
Did he, like, bring it up, like, before the interview?
He brought it up.
Oh, can you imagine? I remember you used to date my son. You're like, yeah.
And then you're just shot the whole time. Like, your brain is like, that's all you're thinking about. You can't go through with the interview after that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's brutal.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why didn't you get the job?
So I kind of lied on my resume. It was just like a little like fib. I just didn't say that I completed my degree and I only have like maybe like 16 more credits until I complete it. But I wasn't very truthful. And then they pulled, you know, the offer away from me.
Minor detail.
So did you actually go to school and you were close to graduating, or you lied about the whole thing?
I went to school and I'm literally like 16 more credits until I graduate. So on my resume, I just put down, you know, the school that I went to.
And
it didn't work out so well.
I always wonder that. I was always like, do they actually like look at your
check?
Grades and transcripts? They must.
But I wonder, like, how do they check? Do they even know? Is there somebody in the admissions office like, yeah, Anna Zapp graduated in 2002. There she is.
Absolutely.
You think so?
Of course. It has to be.
How? All right, well, thank you for the call. I hope you got another job after that.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why didn't you get the job?
So I fully believe that I did not get the job because I have curly, like wavy beach hair. And I fully believe that they wanted to hire waitresses only with straight hair. And I think that that is a form of discrimination.
Curly hair discrimination. I have curly hair, so I'm very offended.
Yeah, you feel me.
I'm offended for you.
Feel me.
Is that a real thing?
I think it is. I think at restaurants that like want to be more polished and, you know, like this is in New York City. I just think they were just like, no, because
if it looks like you have like a lot of hair, it makes people think it's going to fall on the food or something.
No, I just think they just wanted all their
look.
Like little twiglet to have straight hair.
I will say I went to a medical office once. And they were all, I mean, they were all beautiful, all the women that worked at the medical office, but they all kind of looked similar. And I remember thinking in my head, like, there's got to be some kind of quota they have to fill here that all these women look exactly the same. As crazy as it sounds, I believe you. I think there's certain places that only hire a certain look and they want to fulfill that look.
Yeah, I think 100%. And I almost think I got called in because, like, I gave an old picture, which is when I used to like blow dry my hair straight every day, like a psycho person. And so, and they were even like, so like the picture is different. And like,
oh, wow, they thought
you
catfished them.
Yeah. Like that? Yeah.
It was like a dating profile pic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.